We are up to Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chaf Hei, very long perek, relating to the story of David and Avigail and Naval, and we will get into that story in a minute. The perek starts off, though, with the death of Shmuel Hanavi. He is taking his leave off of Jewish history after making the impression that he has made in this entire first 24 prakim of Sefer Shmuel, born, if you remember, to Techana and everything that he has done. Not so much in terms of his lead, not so much quantity in terms of the leadership of his the prakim given in Navi, as we mentioned, one or two prakim, that's it. By the time he comes onto the scene, before they ask for a king, but then he is the one that anoints Shaul, he is the one that anoints David, and now he is off in history. But right after, the parak starts off by saying that Shmuel died and they bury him in his city. So Ish b'Maon is described, a man who is very rich, very well off, and his name is Naval. And his wife is Avigail, who is described as Tova Sechel and Yifas Toar. And you wonder how exactly they ever got married. Naval seems the most disgusting, lowly, gashmi person, and Avigail is uplifted, inspiring, smart, beautiful. So, not clear exactly how they got married. That is not discussed anywhere that I saw. I'm sure it's discussed somewhere, I just haven't seen it. And what happens, David hears that he is shearing his sheep. And as we know, David HaMelech is on the run, and he's with a bunch of men, and he needs some food. And he sends to Naval, and he asks, you know, some of your men had just been with me, and I took care of them very nicely, so please, you know, send me some provisions, send me some food, you know, I'm starving, you are my men. And Naval rejects. Naval says, who are you? Who's David? I know who you are. I know what you're talking about. I'm not giving you anything. And David gets extremely angry. David says, that's it. We are going to attack. We're going to take care of Naval. We have to talk about exactly why David had such a reaction. He gathers together and he's on the run. He's going to take out Naval. Avigail hears about it. She cuts David off on the mountain, and convinces him, amazingly, that Naval is not worth it, right? He's such a lowlife anyway, what do you have to kill him for? Don't let him bother you. And she is able to prevent him from committing murder, and she says, just remember me in the future, remember me when you become king, because she knows that that is what is going to happen. Ultimately, David gets convinced, he goes back, and Avigail goes back to her house. She tells Naval what happened, and all of a sudden, Naval seems to have a heart attack. 10 days later, Naval is dead. David hears about it, and he says, Baruch Hashem, I listened to Avigail. At the end of the parak, he sends for Avigail, and he marries her. Avigail becomes the second wife that we know of David. What happened to Michal, we'll have to see. And the parak ends off by saying another wife he took was Achinoam. Achinoam from Israel and Avigail become wives of David HaMelech at the end of this parak. Okay, so here we are. Let us get into some of the details now of Perek Chaf Hei here in Sefer Shmuel. So the parak starts off, Vayamas Shmuel. Shmuel dies. Why is this specifically listed here? It could be, suggests the Radak, that finally, right, might not have died here, right this second. He died a few months before Shaul HaMelech died. That's what Chazal worked out the math. But it's recorded here because now what he has tried to achieve has succeeded. Remember, he davened to Hashem that he doesn't want to see his Maisi Adayim removed before he moves on, meaning Shaul HaMelech and David. So what happened previously, in the end of the previous parak, Shaul admits to the Malchus of David. Once that Hodah takes place, so it's as if David was in place already, so now we can record that Shmuel has passed on, and he is off the scene. Vayikavsukal Yisav Yispedulo, Vayikberu Bebeso Baramah, they are maspid him, they bury him in Ramah, Vayakam David, Vayered El Midbar Paran. And David leaves, David obviously goes to Levaya, and then he goes back to the Midbar. The Megamar Babasra, which tells us that Sefer Shmuel was written by Shmuel, obviously only up until here, up until Perek Chaf Hei, right? From Perek Chaf Hei on, must have been written by Visiato, some of his friends, some of the other great personalities at the time, maybe one of the Nevi'im. So that is in terms of the authorship. And then the parak goes in. V'ish b'ma'on ma'aseo b'karmel v'ish gadol ma'od. And he was great, and he had a ton of sheep and a ton of izim. V'yi b'gzozes sona b'karmel. And he's going and shearing his sheep in Carmel. And the contrast is amazing. While everybody else is mourning Shmuel Hanavi, and they gather, it's as if a contrast, and Shalom Alei Nafshi, Naval says that he's not worried about anything, he's just going to be involved in his sheep, he is not focusing, he is Poresh min HaTzibur, from the Tzara of the Tzibur. V'shema ish Naval, he is named Naval, the Radak, and others wonder whether this was his given name, or this was his given name from birth, or given name from other people throughout the world, right? Pashtus is, right? Who would name their kid Naval? But it could be. The Radak suggests that people just called him Naval. And V'shem Ishto Avigail. We are now, for the first time, introduced to one of the most amazing women in all of Tanakh. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Daled, tells us that Avigail was one of the seven Nevios. Seven Nevios, as we know, are listed there. There are 48 Nevi'im that are not listed there. The Rishonim and the Achronim try to figure it out. But in terms of the seven Nevi'os, Sarah, Miriam, Dvorah, Chana, Avigail, Chulda, and Esther, those seven, and the Gemara there in Megillah, Yadalat, Amad, Aleph, brings proofs to the fact that each of them was a Nevi'ah. Avigail is right here. We are introduced. She is an amazing example that Chazal even give of somebody righteous who is out for the good of her husband. The Gemara in the Mishnah says, in the second parak of Masechah Sanhedrin, on Daf Chaf Aleph, there's a machlokas there about the maximum number of wives that a king is allowed to have. Rabbi Shimon there says, even one of them, if she removes the heart of the king, lo yisa'ena. Why did it say lo yarbeh? Da'afilu ka'avigayo. Even if you have a wife like Avigail, who is so amazing to the husband and such a support, still, even that type of woman, you are not allowed to have too many of if you are the king. So we'll talk more about Avigail's conversation, but let's have in a couple of minutes. So Naval and Avigail, Va'isha Tova Sechel V'Fas Toar. She is Tov Sechel, the mind, and Fas Toar, and she is beautiful, right? One of the most beautiful women that the Gemara describes earlier in the Masechta, who the most beautiful women were in terms of history, not for now. But either way, the pasuk continues. Vayishlach David Asar Na'arim. David sends some messengers, and he says, "Go to the Carmel, uvasem el Naval, ushaaltem lo b'shmi l'shalom. Ask for him in peace. Vamartem kol lechay, v'ata shalom, ubeischa shalom, v'kol asher lecha shalom." Beautiful pasuk. David says, "Say you are peace, your house is peace, and everything about you is peace." The Ber Moshe writes here that possibly this pasuk is alluding to the order that shalom has to take place. The first place that somebody has to be shalom with is themselves. We have to have shalom about, inner peace. Once I have inner peace, then I can be mashpia on my family. Once I have be mashpia on my family, then I can be mashpia on my city and the world around me. But it has to start with atah shalom. That's the first bracha. That's what David says to him. Atah shalom. And then, ubeischa shalom. And then, v'kol asher lecha shalom. And everything about you is at peace. He gives that pasuk. We did forget a word I wanted to mention. When Naval is described back in pasuk Gimel, it says, v'hu kalivi, or kalbo, kelev. What does that mean? So the Medrash says that he comes from the family of Kalev ben Yefune, which might explain why he thinks he could start off with David. You think David? We know Malchus based David. It spoke Malchus for his coming from Shevet Yehuda. So maybe he thinks that he should be the king. But if you look in the Abarbanel, you look in others, they say no, it's from the word Kalev, that he had dog-like tendencies about him. That's what it means, Kalbi, says the Abarbanel. Ratzalomar miteva ha-Kalev, umitchunaso asher yisne'uhu l'ba'alei minam. I'm not going to let you, even if I have plenty. Dogs are very territorial, and they will, attack anyone else who they think is getting near their territory, even though the other person is not against them. So that's the other dog is not against them. That is the suggestion of the Maharal. So David gives his nice big bracha to start off, and he says, "Vatashamati, listen, go to Zimlach. I know you're doing Geziza. I know you have plenty. I know you have a lot of shearings. So, I was good to your men. Please, Tanana, es asher timsa liyadcha l'avadecha ulabincha l'David. Please, share the wealth." And they come to Naval, and they give him the message. Vaya'an Naval is Avdei David vayomer. Naval answers to Avdei David and says, "Mi David umi ben Yishai." Who is David? Who is Ben Yishai? As if to knock on the whole family. Rashi quotes, what do you mean, be Ben Yishai? Ma'u chashuv she'atein lo et sheli halo me'rus ha'moaviyaba. He comes from Rus, which again may fit if he comes from Kalev. He's like, I'm a purebred. Who is this guy? Hayom rabu avadim amis partzim ishmei bibrei adonav. So many people are rebelling against their master. alluding to the fact that he's saying, oh, David is just being worried against Shaul. Who is this guy? I'm going to give him food. I'm going to give him lachmi vet meimai vel tifchasi. I'm not going to give him anything. I don't know them. Amy Zahima. Vayavchu nari David ledarkam. So David's na'arim turn around and they bring back their words. And David all of a sudden says, we're going to attack. Vayomer David la'anashav chigru. Put on, gird your loins, ish escharbo, vayachgeru ish escharbo, vayachar gam David escharbo. They all put on their swords, and then David put on his sword. Chazal learn out from here, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Vav, that in the case of Dinei Nefashos, the greatest rabbi gives his opinion last. Because if he would give the opinion first, who would argue with him? What do you learn from here? This was a case they were being don him that he was a Morad B'Malchus, and he's Chayamisa, and he's rebelling against the king. David was the king, right? We learn out in Sefer Yehoshua, in Perek Aleph, that Morad B'Malchus is Chayamisa. Yeshua had the status of a melech. So the Gemara learns out in Daf Lamed Vav, in Sanhedrin, Dinei Nefashos Ein Matzchilim Min HaGadol. Right? You start from the side. Right, you start from the smallest, so then they give their opinion until you get to the Gadol. You learn that from this pasuk, that David only took his sword after everyone else took their sword. The question is, what did David get so upset for here? Right, first of all, you know, every other time that he's on the run here, he doesn't want to be found out. He doesn't want anybody to see him. Right, he's a fugitive. And all of a sudden here, he's going to go out into the open and fight him and kill him and his fam. Excuse me, and his family. So what exactly, what was the reason for this? And number two, was David so personal? He was thought so much about himself. How can he do this to me? Right, what exactly is going on here? So suggest, again, the Be'er Moshe, in his commentary here. Again, Be'er Moshe is Moshe Yechiel Levi Epstein, the Admar Miozarov, and he writes, Be'er Nireh, David wasn't worried about his own personal. Like we know, David, Ani Tavas V'lo Ish, David says. But he's worried about the Malchus. He knows Shmuel anointed him, Malchus based David. What Nabal is doing is that he's undermining and he's denying the anointing, the Mishicha of Shmuel, and that David's family has the Malchus. That's one of the Yesodos HaEmuna. That's what he said before. Who's David and Ben-Ishai? What did Rashi say? He comes from Rus. That's what he was denying. And David says that can't be. It can't be that he's Malagleg al-Mashichuso, Vakar from Malchuso. That's why he's Morid B'Malchus. And he says, V'da, ki etzem achlokuso shol naval al David nav'a mizadon libo v'gavaso. He says, David shouldn't be the king. And David's family shouldn't be the king. This type of attitude, knowing that Nabal is a powerful person, he's rich, he's powerful, he's a major mashpia, says David to himself, I have to take him out. I can't have him influence others. Ulafish Aisa Nishkefes Sakana Gedola, the Malchus based David. Not personally for himself, but for the position that he was in. Naval could undermine the position. Shari Naval Ashir Gadola Yavagiver Ilim Itakiv. David felt that he had to do this for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was the Nivchar, and Naval was arguing on the Bechira, on the nature of Malchus based David. So, says David HaMelech, we have to get together and we have to fight. And that's what happened here. So he gets up, he took 400 men with him, 200 he left in the by the Kalim, and what happened? Pazig Yadalid, Vela Avigail, Eshaz Naval, Higin Nar Echad Meina Arim. Avigail hears about it. Sometimes Avigail is spelled with two yuds, sometimes with one yud. Chazal pick up on that too. But she hears about it, and the way that she hears about it, the Nar comes and says that David sent to your husband, and he was very nice, and he deserved to get. Right? Avigail Mastama knew the nature of her husband. So this Nar, though, is emphasizing that, and David is coming now to take care of Naval because he refused and he was Morad B'Malchus. Quickly she acts. Vatamaher Avigail, she took wine and bread and all good things and raisins and tevelim. Vatasam al chamorim. There's even a minhag to eat raisins on Rosh Hashanah. Might come from here because Chazal say maybe the story took place on Rosh Hashanah. Vatomer l'narevu lefanai, and she told her maidens, go in front of me and bring the presents. The Abarbanel says, like Yaakov Avinu, when he goes back to meet Esav, he's not in the front. First he butters him up. So she said presents before she comes. And at the end, I'm coming after. She did not tell her husband what she was doing. And what happens? She's going down on the donkey. She goes, she's going down one mountain. David's men are coming down the other mountain. And she meets them. And she is about to start saying to David, you know, what you need to do, right? She's about to say, the Gemara in Megillah puts in and fills in the conversation that actually took place between David and Avigail. The Gemara writes, the bottom of Yud Dalet Amin Aleph. Dichsiv, Vahaya Hayrocheves Alachamar, Vireth Beseser Ahar. What does it mean? Beseser Hahar, Min Hahar Mibale. What do you mean in the hidden area of the mountain? It should be from the mountain she was coming down. Amar Abba Rashmuel Al Iske Dam Haba Min Hastarim. Seser is a reference to Dam of a woman that comes from a hidden place. Not for Dam the Harasalo. She sows him Dam Nida. Amalav Chimar and Dam Balaila. She says to her, I can't look at it now, it's nighttime. Amralov chidan and dinin nefashas balayla. So she asked back to him, and dinin nefashas, that's at night too. You're not allowed to do that at night. She comes, unbelievable, smart lady. Amralov morid b'malchusu v'lo tzar l'medayne. David says, what do you mean? He's a morid b'malchus. Rules are broken for morid b'malchus. So the Rishonim, Tosfos here, in Megillah Yadal deals with this, the difference in Morid B'Malchus. It might need what type of din is it? There's a big discussion in Lumdus in terms of, do you need a Masa Umatan of Nefashos? Do you need just a result of Nefashos? Either way, she says, get out of my way. I have to go kill him. Amrelo, she says, Adayin Sha'ol Kayam, V'lo Yatsa Tivacha Ba'olam. She says that Shaul is the king. You are not the king yet. Right? You're anointed. But, you know, that's not enough. I mean, alumnus-wise, what is she saying? You're the king, but your kingship is not known and accepted, and Morid B'Malchus goes by that second factor. Or is she saying, you're not even the king yet? There's a lot of discussion. The Emek Bracha in Hilchas Ksiva Sefer Torah discusses this. What exactly is the machlokas between them? But she says to him, she's using alumnus, she's like, you're not the king yet. Omar Allah, he says, wow, David is modeh. Baruch tameich ubrucha at, asher kilisani ayom azeh mibo bedamim. Right, you prevented me from violating damim. So the question of the Gemara, let's finish the Gemara, it says, damim, tarti mashma. What do you mean damim? Dam. He was only going to kill blood, Novel and his family. What do you mean damim? Elamalameid, what happened? Shegiltad, shokav, halach, lower gimel, parsos. The language of the Gemara is, she revealed her leg, her thigh, and the light, you know, traveled, and he ran after her. Amrali Shashmili, he wanted to be with her right then. Amrlo Lotiazos Lachalapuka. She says, no, not now. There'll be another time that maybe we can work things out, and eventually she'll become the wife. The Rishonim wonder what happened here. The first half of the Gemara is fine, it's understandable, but David HaMelech, he had a taiva, and Avigail, one of the seven Nevios, she revealed her leg, so most assume that it wasn't actually, don't take it literally, and if there was any type of little revealing, maybe it was by accident. But what about David HaMelech's reaction? What exactly, how are we supposed to understand that? What exactly are we supposed to think? That David HaMelech wanted to be with an Ashes Ish? So says the Radvaz, all the way at the end of the Radvaz, in the last 10-15 pages, called Takanas Agunos, he has a tshuva in Simon Chavtes, where he was asked this question, how are we supposed to understand this? David Bechira Lokim, he wanted to be Baal Ashes Ish? So, says the Radvaz, no way. Well, look, your Sheila, David made a mistake. And Avigal corrected him. But what was the mistake? Says the Radvaz, Kivan Shenigmar Dino, de Nova Lahariga, Bebedesha Morid B'Malchus. David thought that once he paskin, the Nova was Morid B'Malchus, and therefore he's Chayim Misa, then all of his Nechasim are free, are Hefker. And therefore, Ishto Lamelech. Everything that a Morid B'Malchus has goes to the king, including the wife. It belongs to the king even while he's still alive. That's what David thought, and said the Radvaz v'toahayim, and said that was his mistake. The bishlam ashar nachasim utari mitam hefker. Aval iser eishes ish, eino nifka, elo begeto b'misa. No, eishes ish, that doesn't go up in smoke. You need to get her misa. And then he says the afshar, maybe he thought call him a kadesh, that drabana makadesh, and Morid B'Malchus ruins it. That's the suggestion of the Radvaz. But then he says, what I really think is that Avigal was only a pilegish of Novel. Right? No ksuba, no kiddushin, and that's why David thought it was mutter. Which might help to think, again, a question. I didn't see Mefarshim talk about this. How did he ever get married in the first place? Yeah, what, they were very young when they made the shidduch, and they didn't know who they were going to turn out to be? Unusual. But either way, saying that she was only a pilegish of his makes it better. But anyway, that's the secret conversation that happened between David and Avigal. Let's get back to the story. David's going down, and he says, what are you doing here? Ko yasa elokim lo ive David v'ko yosif im mashir mikol ha-shelo ad ha-boker mashta bakir. David, so to speak, curses himself in a euphemistic way. If I don't wipe everybody out from Novel's family, so then, you know, everything should happen to me. And Avigail says, no, Vatera Avigail David, Vatamer, she got down from the donkey, Vatipola, Pe David al Padesh, she got down, she bowed down to him, Vatipola al Raglev, and she says, it's my fault, let me explain, let me give you a couple of reasons why it's not worth it. Al Noya Simadonias Libo El Anshe El Haish Bilialazer Al Novo. Don't turn your face to this wicked man. Ki Kishmo Kainu. Like his name, so is he. She says he is a Minuval. He's Naval, he's a Minuval. Ki Kishmo Kainu. Naval Shmo Unavala Imo. Amazing Lashon. And the Medrash says that she was alluding to him, that he was Megala Arayas. He did all these terrible things. He's beneath you, David, to deal with. V'ata Adoni, Chai Hashem v'chei napshecha, Shemenocha Hashem yibo b'damim, I saved you, so too Hashem should save you from all of your enemies. And the bracha that I give you by preventing you from sinning should stay with you for a long time, says Avigail, giving David a tremendous bracha. V'yakav Adam l'rdafcha u'l'vakeshas nafshecha, she even says in Pasuk Chavtes, there was a man, referring to Shaul, right? She doesn't, the Rashi, and the Radak says that she doesn't call him king in front of David. A man tried to be mevakesh your nefesh, that was referring to, says the Mesudas David in the cave, and you didn't do anything, and as a result of that, very famous line, v'haisa nefesh adonit srura b'tzara chayim. The first time that phrase is mentioned, the phrase that's always mentioned at a levaya, after somebody dies, his nefesh should be srura b'tzara chayim, where do we know that pasuk from? Right here. Avigail says it to David, that your nefesh should always be connected to Hashem's. So the pashas this means, in olam hazeh, the mitzvah is David, and others say, oh, it's also a reference to olam haba and the future world. There is a beautiful medrash that's quoted in the Elio Rabba. The Elio Rabbi says on this pasuk, Kol tamid chacham she'osek b'Torah mikatnuso v'azeknuso umeis be'emes lomeis. A tzaddik doesn't really die. Elohu adayin chayim lo'olam ulomei olamim. She'ne'amar, quoting our pasuk, v'haisa nefesh adunit sura b'tzora chayim et Hashem alokecha. The same pasuk, you have a tamid chacham and Hashem. Makech tamid chacham at tzaddik el elokim. Right? If we wouldn't say this in the Elio Rabbi, it would be epicursus to say. We compare the tamid chacham to Hashem. Like, es Hashem elokecha. Uma elokim yeheshmo agadol mevorach chai v'kayam lo'olam. Kach tamid chacham she'asek b'torah kol yamav. V'meis harehu b'chayim. V'adayin lo meis v'hu chai lo'olam. V'heichan hu nishmaso tachas kisei hakavod. That's why, if it's a righteous person, we have to cry, we have to mourn, but we have to realize the soul is in a good place, and therefore, we have to limit and realize that there is a limit to our cries. That's the bracha that she gives to David HaMelech, and all of your enemies are going to get it. And I know that you're going to be the leader, you're going to be the king, even though right now, lo yatzcha tivacha ba'olam, as the Gemara says, but it's going to happen that you're going to be the leader. And David answers, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Asher Shalacheicha Yom Hazeh Grasi. Thank you for being here. Thank you for saving me from committing this crime. And they bless each other. And they take leave of each other, alluding in the Pesukim to the fact that there's going to be a future relationship. So Avigal goes home. Pinei lo mishta bebeiso Naval goes home. And Naval is having a party and he's getting drunk. And he's totally drunk. She can't even talk to him. She waits till the hangover is over. And the next morning, where she can finally talk to him. And in the morning, what does she do? Vatagi lo ishto atadvar ma'ela. She tells him everything that happened. And the pasuk says, Vayamas libo bakirbo fuhayala evan. His heart, he has a heart attack. From what? So Rashi and others say, why? Because he was upset that she gave him so much. Unbelievable. That's what he had the heart attack from. I can't believe he gave him so much stuff. The Mesudas David says that, no, it had a heart attack from fear that maybe David's going to come get him. But if you have Rashi Pshat, unbelievable Musar. What? Even at this time, he's so worried about that it killed him. It killed him, literally, that his stuff was given away. And Vahika Aseres Hayamim, 10 days later, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says this is Aseres Yimei Tshuva. The Radak says that's Rachok, to suggest such a thing. Either way, they were 10, right, he did Tshuva, he was dead, he wasn't moving. How can he do Tshuva? Either way, Hashem smote Naval Vayamos. David hears that Naval is dead, and he sends messages to Avigail to come and be his wife. Vayavo Avdei David Avigail HaKarmela, Vayidabru Elelemar, yes, come be my wife. She bows down, and she goes, and she says, I'll be your maidservant, I'll be whatever you want. Unbelievable. holding herself lowly under David. She got on the donkey, and she goes, and the parak ends off with Achinoam also being his wife, and the last phrase, Vatiena gam shtehen lo lanashim. So both of them are now his wife. The language of shtehen, Chazal pick up on, that these two were the wife, but no one else. The question is, what happened to Michal? Where was Michal? Right, and the Gemara even says that Michal, and I don't even hear that the pasuk says that Shaul gave Michal to Palti ben Laish. Right, so the question is, how could he give her to Palti ben Laish? I'm sorry, the last pasuk, I didn't read it. Shaul nasan as Michal bito Eishas David lePalti ben Laish Asher Migalim. The question is, if Michal was married, you don't even need the diak of the pasuk of Shteyan. Right, if Michal was married to David, how could Michal all of a sudden be the husband of Palti ben Laish? So the Radak has four different ideas why that is. Right, number one, maybe there was something, the Gemara, quoting the Gemara in Sanhedrin, second parak, maybe the Kiddushin with Palti was Ba'avera, right? Ba'avera, really, she was still married to David, number one. Number two, maybe the original marriage to David was Kiddushei Ta'us. There was a mistake, and the Gemara goes through, what was the mistake? Was it Mekadish B'Milveh, Milveh, Daita Milveh, Daita Pruta, all this lamdas machlokas between Shaul and David and the Arlus of the Plishtim, but there was something wrong with the marriage of David. Number three, maybe Palti, he was married to David. She was married to David, but Palti never was boil her. He put a sword in the middle and said, nobody could go, I have to make sure not to go near her. That says the Radak about all these pshatim. It's very far. What he thinks is that when David ran away, Shaul maybe forced him, or maybe he did himself, he gave a get. He gave a get to his wife because he was on the run. He didn't know when he was going to come back. Maybe Shaul forced him to give a get. I don't want you to be my son-in-law anymore. She didn't want to, he wanted her to remain in Aguna. And then Shaul gave her to Palti ben Laish. The Shaila then is that how did she ever go back to David? Machzer grushaso mishenisei someone else. Then they can't go back. Unless you say that it was a get ba'anus, he suggests, the Radak suggests, that maybe before he gave the get, David went in front of two Edim and gave him Mesiras Moda'a. I'm only giving this get because I'm forced to give the get. Palti didn't know about that. Michal didn't know about that. They thought it was a real get. But really, because it was all betaus, it's all called ones, and therefore, they were able to go back to each other afterwards. But that is the story right now. Nabal is taken care of. David is married to Avigail Achinoam, no longer Michal, at least at this time. And we will continue the story of David on the run in the future days.